Hi, I'm Tony Sudlow from Northampton. We've got some young heifers that we're AI-ing, artificially inseminating.
These cattle are all ovulating now, so they're ready to become pregnant. How did you get them all to be ready at the one time?
Well, that's a long process. It started 10 days ago. We've put a seeder in their girl bits, I suppose, and then that stays in for 6 days, and then we pull those seeders out. It's a process over 10 days to try and get them all lined up so that they're ready to be AI'd at the one time. We've been in the stud game for about 40 years, and we've been using AI for a good 30 years at least, probably. We've got American genetics, New Zealand, Australian genetics. Some of the bulls that we're using, $50,000. In America, there are $300,000 or $400,000 bulls that we're using. Those figures don't work out for us buying that sort of bull, but we can use those genetics. That's great.
What areas have you worked on with your cattle, and what do you feel you've had success with?
Well, temperament's our number one. So we've always been strong on temperament and structural soundness. A bull's got to be structurally sound to go out and work with cows. It's a tough job being a bull. So that's, once we get that right, then we work on we fine-tune the carcass and the doing ability and all those sorts of things. And then we use EBVs, which are estimated breeding values, and they are computer-generated figures that have become very, very important to us.
With AI, you essentially select the right semen for the right cow, and then you pop it into the cow. You're sort of taking the romance right out of it, aren't you?
Well, we probably are. We are, yes, we are. But that's just the price you pay for being a stud heifer. Yeah.
Do you ever let nature just take its course?
Well, of course we do. Yeah, we've after about a week or 10 days, these heifers will go back to a bull, and any ones that aren't pregnant, which will be a fair few of them, the bull will do his job, so they'll get to see some romance.
It's a bit like livestock matchmaking in a way, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. I've never thought of it that way, but I don't get too many complaints.
And how much do you know about the calf that you're hopefully about to create?
The calf that I'm about to create? I'm hoping that it's going to be, in 3 years' time, you're going to see it at the Gingin Bull Sale, and it's going to be parading around and lots of people like it.
So can you determine its sex and that sort of thing?
We don't, but you can determine sex, but we haven't gone down that road, so we'll expect 50-50.
Well, look, everyone's waiting, including the cattle. So should we make a start?
That'll be good.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, a bit of poo on my hands.
Step into my office. Yeah, g'day. I'm Matt Carrick from Boss Vet and Rural. I'm a cattle veterinarian. And
Matt, at the moment you have your hand up the rear end of a cow. Tell me about what you're actually doing.
Right at the moment, I'll just put my hand in there. Now, assistant's passed me the AI gun, and now with my left hand in the rectum, I've gone to the cervix, and I'm manipulating the end of the gun through that cervix with the... It's controlled by the right hand.
That's a really cool photo.
And once I'm through, like now, I press the plunger and insert the semen on the inside of the cervix.
And you've essentially, and hopefully, just created a calf.
Very hopefully. That's what the aim of the game is. So hopefully lots of them.
You're puffing a little bit and you're straining. Do you get a bit tired from popping your hand up a cow's bum?
That's definitely the reason. It's got nothing to do with how unfit I am.
Does it get tiring though? I mean, doing this all day?
Oh, I guess we've got fairly good muscle memory for it. We do a fair bit of it, and it doesn't really affect me too much.
You've got a green glove on and there is poo right the way up your arm. Why do you love it? Why do you enjoy this job?
Oh, just love working with cattle. Get to meet a whole range of people. Find it stimulating professionally, and couldn't be cooped up in an office all day. And just love the cattle and love the people.
Tony, this cow has just had the treatment from Matt. She's had her AI done. What's her name?
Belinda.
And has Belinda been with you for a while?
She's been here for a long time, yeah.
So Belinda, we hope, is pregnant. There's about a 60% conception rate.
Well, yeah, depending whether I've done my job right and Matt's done his job right. We'll have to wait till probably December. And then we still won't even know whether it's AI conception or natural conception. But we'll have to wait 9 months and 1 week to find out whether it's a AI or a natural conception.